Welcome, folks, to today's episode of Gary's Double Wash. This year's a wild ride of comedy and chaos, and it's all for your entertainment. This is purely satire. If you think this is your dirty laundry, it's not. If you're easily offended or don't like sudsy shenanigans, maybe it's time to switch on over to the rinse cycle, because this one is gonna get dirty.
We'd appreciate it if anyone hearing this broadcast would communicate with us, as we are very anxious to know how far the broadcast is reaching and how it is being received.
Welcome to Gary's, where the clothes get washing up the fabric in a shiny washing machine. The VIP section, just a little time to play. For the finest threads, come and hang out here. So, drop your laundry, let the suds roll free, and then we'll fun on our special day, see?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Gary's Double Wash Podcast, the number one rated laundromat podcast in the world, joined here by Trey Todd. How you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Best sidekick ever. Two dudes running this laundromat. And Trey, the stage we built caused quite the controversy last week. How do you feel about our stage build out of Noah's Ark?
I mean, I think I've made that clear multiple times how I feel about that. It's awesome and horrible all at once.
You're up in the bathroom because Mr. Bubbles had enough room to build a studio for two. You're not invited. So I'm just going to tell you that right now. Like that, you're not able to be in the studio. So, you know, since you're not allowed in, we just got to kind of go with Eugene's vision.
You know, this bathroom thing, first off, I don't know how Bubbles gets in the studio.
You know, Bubbles has the money. If you put out the money, you kind of control it until somebody comes through with some more money than Mr. Bubbles.
Great.
That's why, that's why you're in the bathroom.
As an idea to everybody out there that I know my loyal fans and listeners, they know I deserve better, right? I'm gonna make some free Trey Todd t-shirts. We'll sell the t-shirts. $500 a piece. A free trade. Yeah, I can't talk, but I can spell, and I can make pictures. Free Trey Todd. Get me out of the bathroom.
Trey, that's a great idea. You will sound better once you get out of the bathroom.
And you can stop cutting my comedy like a circumcised penis. You can finally stop over-circumcising my comedy like a little penis.
Oh, Trey, you kind of misunderstand my limitations. We need to speak to Mr. Bubbles today. We need a commitment. We have a firm who promised to take our podcast to the next level for the small price of $500 per month, Trey.
That's more than I make in 3 months.
They want to optimize our search results, Trey. They want to put us on YouTube, give us shorts, and Mr. Bubbles would appreciate that. I think some of his characters would do very well on the YouTube shorts.
Listen, he's got enough clothes. I don't have any shorts. I should get all the shorts.
Shorts are small viral clips. They could go viral. But everything that I ever see now, it's just bops. Do you know what a bop is, Trey?
Meow. Kind of beat.
Yeah, but being blown out. And then these girls, they go on there, and I can't go on Instagram anymore. I can't look at it on a train because I feel like a pervert. I pull it out, and I'm just trying to look at some basketball highlights, and then I get distracted by a 22-year-old with double Ds, and I have to look at it.
I bet she could shoot a free throw, though, if you tried really hard. If she tried, I bet she could.
All right, if you got double Ds and you want to shoot a free throw, email us at garysdoublewash@gmail.com. We're going to have
We can't just take your word for it.
Yeah, we're going to have to see you shoot a basketball.
In person.
Naked.
Man, yeah.
It's time for a commercial break.
Perfect time of the year for real Texas barbecue chicken. And I know where you can get some real Texas barbecue chicken, outside of Texas, that is. It's Charlie's. All this month, Charlie's is featuring Texas barbecue chicken as part of their luncheon menu. Yeah. To prepare their barbecue, Charlie's selects a fresh northern-fed chicken and bakes it in a bold barbecue sauce that gives it that very special tangy smoke-like flavor. This is served with those famous Texas all-day beans. Oh, there are some very special desserts being offered for this luncheon. Charlie's calls it the Blueberry Patch. The patch includes a variety of marvelous blueberry desserts, but the one that intrigues me the most is Sally's Blueberry Bagel. You've got to try it. So, you have chicken, all-day beans, and fresh blueberry desserts. What a barbecue, and what better place to barbecue than at Charlie's? Please call first, and they'll have everything waiting. Charlie's exceptional.
Charlie from Charlie's Cafe passed away.
What?
Yeah, Charlie died. He, I guess they hadn't changed the all-day beans in some time. So the all-day beans became the all-week beans. No customers came in since 1973. Well, Charlie had some pretty potent... I miss Charlie.
He did love his oars. But Charlie's dead.
No, Charlie. No, but I'm gonna.
But you know what I found out about Charlie though? He was from Louisiana.
He wore women's panties.
He was a prick.
Is that what you're trying to? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Big Joe, and I'm here with my brother Big Phil.
Hey, yo, Boston.
And we are your hosts of the Sunday Dinner Podcast.
Yo, you ever need a break from all the chaos?
Let's park it up, pull up a chair, and join us at the dinner table.
We're talking about trending topics and wild personal stories.
Our unfiltered opinions.
And yeah, even some real talk about mental health.
Listen now on Spotify and hit us on all socials at Boston Door Guys.
That's all, folks. Peace, love, and happiness.
One love, and I'll see you on Sunday.
We are very anxious to know how far the broadcast is.
To hear that, you should check out the Sunday Dinner Podcast. Also, check out Eugene and Trey Todd on Gary's Double Wash Podcast.
First thing about Gary's Double Wash, our listeners are morons. But other than that, it's a great show. Some suds, some shenanigans. You know what I mean? The only thing clean about this is the laundry, right? Tune in. Have a good time. Sit back. Roll it up like you did with the other guys, but roll it bigger for us because you're going to need it. Gary's Double Wash. Where your nightmares come true.
Time to bring out Mr. Bubbles. He's back in studio today. Trey, you know him. You love him.
I do.
He brought his own theme song. You know he's cast in the show Washington. And why don't we just go ahead and tell our listeners how we got entangled with Mr. Bubbles. So Mr. Bubbles was came in one day to wash his robe, and it had trucker jizz on it. Ain't that right, Trey?
Yeah, it was, and you can tell a trucker jizz. Like it's got its own color, right? It's got a funky smell.
Like Mountain Dew. Smells like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we got special washers for that just because you're never coming back.
I mean, a trucker's probably going to wear his pants 3 weeks in a row straight, right?
I mean, yeah, and they jizz a lot. All those bumps, vibrations, they lose control after a while.
Yeah, and the pizza.
The part that was the most disturbing was they normally came out crying.
All those people eating pizza.
Yeah, I hate people eating pizza too. Freaking pizza eaters as well with you.
No, I love pizza. What's your favorite kind of pizza? Do you like a New York crust? Do you like a deep dish? Have you ever tried the Detroit?
No, but a nice Chicago kind of style crust. You know, and if you can get one that does it with a little hot pepper on it for you, right? And then the cheese, you know, all the stuff. It's gonna be bacon and pepperoni, and I still add extra hot pepper.
I like that. Mr. Reginald Bubbles, Reggie Bubbles, was the preacher down at Lincoln Log Church.
I got to say, I'm more of a, you know, service by myself kind of guy. I service myself a lot. That'll be a shout-out.
I want you
to picture me outside swearing about you, hazing it. Oh, my fuck. I like to service myself right in church on the priest's chest while everybody's looking. You want me to do that?
No, but
normally, I do go to the services. Last week, I decided to service myself.
So Mr. Bubbles wasn't allowed to go to church because of the controversy over the ark. You didn't want to go. You serviced yourself.
I serviced myself because I didn't want to show my face.
And I was there telling people about to listen to the podcast.
Come on, let's get it out there. Get it out there. Get those giggles out.
Why did you say? Did you say that's horrible? And then you're like, yeah, let's do it.
I don't know.
We'll see.
It hurts me so bad. An ark debacle. I had to service myself instead.
Coming in right now, live, fresh out of Lincoln Log Church Services. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Reginald Bubbles.
Hey, Bubbles.
Hey, man, you guys need to listen to me there. We need a little bit more positive interaction from these guests. Now, I know I'm supposed to be a controversial comic, but I am paying you guys money. So, you stupid sons of bitches. These dumb rednecks are going to love this. They're going to lop it on up. These stupid sons of bitches down south will go for anything.
Speechless, Bubbles. Speechless. It's phenomenal accent. It's wicked good.
Yeah, Mr. Bubbles, I think you're going to need to rework that one a little bit.
Hey, Eugene.
Yeah?
This fucking guy.
You don't like him?
Do I have to act like I do?
I mean, you want to get out of that bathroom, don't you?
Hey, Bubbles, it's good to see you, man. Hey, what's up? You look good. I can't see you now, but hearing you, I know you must look really good right now.
Hey, you're in the bathroom, right? You're in the bathroom, Trey. So I did. I just came back from service, and Trey, it's been 2 weeks in a row now. Why weren't you at Sunday service?
Listen, I love going down to the church and getting service there, right? Every week. But since this whole Noah's Ark thing, I've been ashamed. I don't want to show my face down there. I've had to stay home and service myself quite a bit.
Okay, Trey. Well, at least you showed up for the podcast. Buckle up, because this is going to be a cringe fest of epic proportions. I've listened to you idiots over here. You can't even run a podcast. You can't produce a show. Well, what's the problem, Trey? Eugene, what's going on here, Eugene? Hey, listen, man, I run a podcast. I want to do a comedy show. You kind of sprung this ARC thing on us, and people don't even know if it's true. Half the town is in an uproar.
I believe it. I feel like I get close to it, and I feel something. Mostly shame.
You remember when I went around telling everybody Brady was going to open up that cafe?
I'm still waiting.
So you got a couple of dollars for it. You know, Tom responded to a couple of tweets. It was going to be a QB cafe. They were going to sit down, touchdown Tommy, going to throw them bread rolls and stuff, throw them at their face. Great place to be. It would have been fun. Tradeside already had 3 reservations set.
I mean, if somebody's going to throw something on my face, it's going to be the goat.
Tom wouldn't throw sausages.
I feel like it, honestly, it's probably better off. I feel like the medical, emergency implications here are pretty strong. That guy could throw. Imagine you're waiting for a sausage, it just slides down your throat right out your asshole. I feel like he could throw.
I bet you there's a Patriots fan who'd be willing to go out like that by choking down a sausage from Tom Brady.
I bet you could get a line of people to do that.
Throwing it to him from 60 yards deep.
We call that a Thursday.
You know what else can hit you from 60 yards deep? Trucker jizz.
Oh, man.
God, man. We were elbow deep in it this week at the laundromat.
So that smell of, I like the smell of Mountain Dew when I walk by a soda machine. It makes me just, enough said.
It took me 45 minutes on Monday to untangle that thong from the dryer.
It's weird. You wouldn't expect it to taste like coffee, but it does.
The Trucker Jays? Now, you remember the sweaty guy with the neck tattoo of crying Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes in once a month. And
I was working out one time when he came in. He had his laundry basket up there because he was going to get quarters. And I just thought of that. He used it like a sweat rag. No wonder it stuck to my forehead.
You know, we had 369 listeners to our last episode. So it's down from our peak of like 579?
I feel like I blame this on the fact that they have me in the bathroom. Like, the listeners are revolting.
No, I think we need to let Bubbles take the reins here a little bit.
Yeah, you stupid motherfuckers. Listen, man, without me, you got nothing. So sit back, shut the fuck up, and let me set up this podcast thing, this janky, stupid podcast, okay? You got this dumb room here in this back room surrounded by piles of stained sheets. You idiots are bicking over topics. Who did this? Who did this? Let's bring this out. Let's do the top 10 ways to bang your cousin and not get caught.
What the? And you put him in control. I'm in the bathroom.
All right, okay. All right, Mr. Bubbles.
The number one way. Hold on.
What? How come everybody, if you want to make fun of white people, how come that's the first thing everybody says is like, why do you fuck your cousin?
Well, because we do. It's not even really a joke. Like, pretty much everybody's either finger banged or kissed or done something with a cousin. It's crazy. It's fucked up.
Man, I'll tell you what. You know what this really sounds like? I'll tell you what we should have done with that arc. We should have put us all in it and called this thing the Noah's Ark of Assholes, because Mr. Bubbles, you're a SOB. That's what you are.
But anyways, back to how to get away with banging your cousin. I'm interested. Number one way, right?
What? Bubbles is the offensive one. Trey, we're supposed to keep him on the straight and narrow here.
Oh, sorry. Don't bang your cousin over here, bro.
All right. So, Reggie, you're here to promote your new show, right?
Noah's Ark of Assholes? Yeah, it'll be the most unholy cock-out comedy acts inside of Satan's taint.
You know you're going straight to hell, right? There's no stopping. There's a gate. They have a fucking door for you on the side that they're just waiting with it open right now. But if Bubbles come down, you usher that motherfucker through. Dear Lord. He knows not what he does.
Yes, that's me. That's me, Jesus of comedy, Mr. Reginald Bubbles. The funniest son of a bitch you ever see. Coming to you live from Noah's Ark stage. And Gary's Devil Watch is here. Ark is made from pieces. The stage is made from pieces of 100% authentic Noah's Ark stage here. If you so much cause me one peep, I will tank this podcast faster than anything, Trey. And you got nothing without me.
I feel like you're doing that already. Is it like a test drive for tanking? Is it like you're just like, hey, this is what I can do? You know, it's like holding somebody over the edge of a building. I could let you go.
Listen, man, we're here to talk about the Devil Wash. We're here to talk about what the Devil Wash can do to promote my show, Washing Wood. And I brought my theme song. I want respect. I want first and foremost, respect is what I deserve. Or you never coming out of that bathroom. All right, now here's my theme song. I'm going to play my theme song, and I'm going to tell you how this thing's going to go. All right? You know, when I first got here, I want to remind you guys, when I first got here, Noah's comedy stage was, this comedy stage was a folding table in the laundromat parking lot.
Well, when you first got here, you were accompanied by a large woman, a midget, some weird fish, and a bunch of suds and weird other things I can't even physically remember without vomiting. But, I mean, we don't want to talk about the initiation. Let's just get to the point of how you're going to help us.
You guys were standing here talking to a bunch of drunk guys about jerking off to Britney Spears in 1996. So
always.
Now, the Noah's Comedy Stage is going to take this place to the next stratosphere. I'm going to go ahead and bring out a one-leg stripper. Her name is Candy Corn. She's going to do a pole dance with a prosthetic leg.
I'm getting some popcorn. I'm coming out. I'm coming out for this one. I think this cord's going to stretch far enough for me to get you out. Watch this. All right. Okay. That leg's shiny, though.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, little lady.
My name's Candy Corn, and I'm gonna give you boys a show like you ain't never.
I can't meet a lady like you without asking a question or two. How'd you get that name, sugar?
Well, because I'm so sweet, but if you might ask, corn is in there.
I'm intrigued. You ever get that stump sucked on?
I mean, that's going to cost you extra sugar. Those fetish things, I'll do it. And if I'm not responsible for any splinters you get, none.
No, we're cheap bastards. We're cheap bastards. We're not gonna pay you for anything. And I don't think, Candy Corn, I don't think you're going to cut the mustard. I don't think this is going to be the act. I don't even want to see you audition. Frankly, I'm disgusted. Trey, do you think we should give her a chance? This whole thing has been sickening, a disgusting act, and I'm not sure how we're going to continue this show.
I mean, you know, if you want my opinion, let me just put my penis away real quick. I think we should give her a chance and let her dance. Do it, Candy. Shake that thing.
My zipper just opened on its own. I don't even know what happened.
I like it.
I feel like it's getting warmer.
These over-the-top acts are what got you fired, Mr. Bubbles from Lincoln Logs. You thought that these shocking acts would bring people to Christ, but it just got you fired and tanked your donations, and now you just thought that the market was too small, so you want to bring that over to a podcast. Is that correct? How many times do we got to go over the format of this show? Yes, that's the Devil Wash, baby.
He didn't just say that.
I own your ass, Trey. Thanks, Gary. How about you know what, Trey? Why don't you make a show called Confessions of a Laundromat Pervert? How about you do that, huh? And what you can do is you can talk about Reginald's hairy ass, or we can go back to hearing me talk about my show Washing Wood, pitch this thing, and give you a chance to make it.
Eugene,
ladies and gentlemen, Washing Woods. I couldn't tell you in the church, but I'm going to tell you here from Gary's Devil Wash.
Welcome to Washing Woods, where the clothes have flair. Spin cycles, laughter, and magic everywhere. Gene and Trey, they lead the quirky parade. And Washing Woods every day is...
Yeah, you guys, that's right. You hear that? You guys are stuck with me. You're going to run Washing Woods, too. You're welcome. You thought Suge Knight was a son of a bitch? They don't know. They don't know about Mr. Reginald Bubbles. Fist of Mother Teresa. All right, Bubbles. Jesus. He said he wanted to be the podcasting Howard Stern, and I guess we're fucking there.
You know what I noticed in his cool Washing Wood theme song?
I do love the theme song, and Washing Wood could be a phenomenal show.
I feel like I'm almost like I'm watching the Jeffersons. I love that.
No. Moving on up.
You know, you're picking up what I'm putting down, smell what I'm stepping in.
Hey, but this guy's so dirty. He makes the skid marks on the underwear look like art. But hey, man, we're stuck here. And if
I'm only stuck here because somebody put a chair up against the door in the bathroom, so I can't even come out right now. Who did that? Bubbles.
Because we need to lock in. We need to get famous. And if we do, we can get out of this laundromat. You got other dreams, don't you, Trey?
Yeah, but we already talked about those. The one with Britney Spears. I mean, nobody wants to go in that conversation with me anymore. See? Cricket.
Yeah, because I'm like, what do you...
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
That's my only other dream.
No, your dream is you want to make other shows and you want to make other podcasts.
Oh, I do. That's more of like.
No, that's the dream. We talked about this. We don't want to just keep going back to we want to jerk off.
But I do.
No, we were talking about before. Right. Yeah. So
my dream is a friend named Cope who wants to start a podcast called Cope with the Truth, delving into some of the unknown facts of history and how they totally got it wrong. I'd like to get famous enough to help my boy Cope with getting into a podcast. Cope's his name, and coping is what he'll do.
All right. So would you help people solve mysteries, or would you explain the events of the world? So, like, if I have a question, like, why do clowns give the best head? Would you help me with that?
Well, so it isn't me. Again, it's this guy I know, Cope. And I think he could probably help you with anything. I think he has some preset ideas of history that you don't understand or know that he wants to explain to you and make sure it gets out there. But I'm sure if you send him a message asking him, you know, how a clown jizz cleans off from a, you know, spaghetti strap shirt with all the confetti in it, he would probably give you a cleaning solution and really tell you exactly why it works. Like, the guy is just a cornucopia of knowledge.
That sounds intriguing.
Cope with the Truth, coming soon to a podcast near you. Maybe.
Hey, you know, and that's the great thing about Double Wash Productions. And I think that's the value of having a guy like Mr. Bubbles, is he's going to get out there, he's going to grab the attention, he's going to grab the headlines, and then things are just going to trickle down to us, buddy. And we're gonna push it through. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest laundromat podcast in the history of the world.
Been a Double Wash Production.